Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your morning edition of Fix Family Fix America. I am your host. For those of you who listen all the time, you noticed that was a little different than our little opener for our Fix the Family Fix America.org website. A little different opener. We're going to go a little bit more insane as the days progress because things are getting better. Life is incredible, and I don't know about you, but the alternative is just be a big old doofus, as my daughter would say. So we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do what we need to do. We're going to say what we need to say, and we're going to be who we need to be. Right here on Fix the Family, Fix America, radio show for you right now. Now, last week, let's go over what we talked about last week real quick. It was a mother's episode. We talked a lot about prenatal care, pregnancy care. Can't even talk today. Already, woo, it's a good start. Pregnancy care, and then early childhood care. Then we had, I think it was the week before, we had all those 35 recalls of children's products that you really need to pay attention to if you had any of that. So that was very important for you to hear. And then we spoke a little bit on the healthcare issue, where when we delved into healthcare, we found out there's not a lot of health and care in it. There's an awful lot of taxes and lack of choice and all kinds of other stuff. So we're going to delve into that even a little further today because we feel that getting the knowledge of what's in this thing out there is crucial. And I agree with anyone who's saying that the more you learn about the bill, the more you will learn about the bill, and you will make your own decision at that point, which if you learn what we've learned, you'll make some very, very interesting and tough decisions in your own world. But anyway, Fix the Family, Fix America happens in four parts. First part is positive fathering. Next part, make a difference mothering. Then pull through parenting, and then finally reveal your success. This is all very important for the four phases to fix the family, fix America. Positive fathering, starting that process with fathers, because right now we are having a shortage of true fathers being involved, true fathers wanting to help their children be the best they can be, and fathers just being responsible. We're seeing a very large lack of responsibility. Make a difference mothering. We're seeing an awful lot of mothers. I have to tell this story. Went into a large box store, no names, but it rhymes with in the hall, and smart. And inside there, looking at the carts that are loaded down for their weekly shopping visit, one lady had approximately, now, trust me, do not mistake me here. I love Pop-Tarts. Love them, chocolate Pop-Tarts with milk, according to my doctor. I'm a doctor. Reading. See, look at there. We got problems all the way around. According to my daughter, it's milk. And then brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts are with your hot tea and milk. Those are your liquid to food ratios. I just helped you save a whole bunch of trial and error right there with eating those two Pop-Tarts. You no longer have to say, well, what am I going to have to drink with these two Pop-Tarts? You no longer have to worry about that because now you're going to have milk with the chocolate Pop-Tart and you're going to have hot tea with milk. It can be green or black, steeped correctly with sugar and then milk, and eat that with the brown sugar cinnamon popping tart and you will be good to go. We call them popping tarts. So now a whole bunch of things are coming out. But anyway, I just helped you with your liquid to food ratio because that goes together. And if you don't put them together right, it's like wine food pairings. Everyone says, oh, it's red wine with steak and white wine with chicken. And that's totally not true. But we'll go into that on a whole nother episode. But you have a food pairing all the way down to the popping of the tart. So you know what to have with that. But anyway, back, I forgot actually what we were talking about. But anyway, back to the stuff in the Hall Smart. Lady had full of, wait a minute, our production manager is trying to tell me something. What? What? Oh, yeah, I got it. I was there. They're trying to remind me that we were off a little bit. But that's okay. We can ramble a little bit because we are trying to fix the family. Anyway, I'd like to really fix this lady. Had a shopping cart, and it had about 27 boxes of Pop-Tarts in it. And I believe this was her either weekly or monthly visit of the Hall Smart store. And she also had 17 boxes of Rice Krispie Treats and assorted sodas. And so, I mean, pop beverages. And she had bread. She did have bread. And what else was in that bag, that cart? But it was overflowing with the Pop-Tarts and the Rice Krispies and the soda, and then there were some bread and regular items that you would see. Not nary one single vegetable was in this cart. Not nary one single meat or protein product was in the cart. That cart was completely devoid of nutrition is what I'm trying to say. And as you know, what we're going through here with Fix the Family, Fix America, our new offshoot series, you know, Cancer in the Diet, starting soon. We'll give you more details on that as we go along, but that is starting soon. We want you to come and visit us on our tour for that as well, along with Positive Fathering, Make a Difference Mothering, Pull Through Parenting, and Reveal Your Success. The cart being devoid of all nutrition is not helping her children at all. In study after study, we're going to talk about this more, when children eat a balanced breakfast and a good breakfast, they do better in school. They do better all over the place. It's very, very, very vital to give your child the nutritional things that they need, and we're going to get a children's nutritional expert on this show very soon. So we are pleased to tell you about that as soon as that comes about. But I just saw this, and I couldn't keep it in. That wasn't the only cart. That wasn't the only woman with that cart. There were probably, I don't know, 30 women with carts that were devoid of nutrition. Every now and then, you would see a cart that had some lettuce in it. Apparently, salads for mom. And I'm not trying to be mean, but mom needs to find maybe a different route because the salads were not doing, I think, what she was thinking they were doing. That's very important. But we really see when we look at it with our own eyes and we see these issues and shopping carts devoid of nutrition, and then what we're learning with our cancer issues and our cancer diet, I've got to put a correlation together, and I'm putting together many packages to get this knowledge to the people, because we had some excellent results today. I don't want to delve too hard into it, but excuse me. They're worth celebrating, and they are worth bringing in the new song that we started opening this thing with. So let's hear it real quick again. A little sizzle, please. See? Sizzle. That's what we're starting up with. That's what I call that song. All right, sizzle. So, let's see. Let's start. Let's go with our medical news update before we go into health care. The tongue plays an interesting role in speech. It's very important for it to be in the correct location when you say words. That is another tip you can't get on any other radio station, people. I'm telling you. All right. Let's get into this little fact here. This is something I thought was hilarious. Not really hilarious, but not really good for people that are in the file and company. This will be a medical update month, but it was halted. Black. We got all kinds of new stuff happening on the show. Family Fix America radio program for you. Now, this is a little offshoot again, cancer updates. Lung cancer drug, interim results from the phase 3 trial of, and you have to excuse me because I didn't create these words, vademecin, otherwise known as the ASA-404, in non-small cell lung cancer indicated absolutely no, not one, not even a singular survival benefit, forcing an end to the study. So the phase 3 trial of ASA-404 in previously untreated, in other words, if you did nothing to the small cell lung cancer, shown that continuation of this trial would be futile, as there was little or no prospect of demonstrating a single survival benefit in this setting. So this came out of London-based Entosoma drug manufacturer. The trial is now halted. It was supposed to work, let me tell you what their thoughts were, by damaging the vasculature within tumors, causing necrosis in the tumor core. But because it targets existing blood vessels, its mechanism of action differs from angiogenesis inhibitors such as Avastin, which block growth of new vessels. The trial was testing the drug in combination with the fun product chemo in previously untreated patients. So, while Entosoma was disappointed by the outcome, especially given the encouraging phase 2 data, we have stopped it, and they will not give that to the public any longer. This goes to the heart of the matter here, where people are putting out the drugs, and then you just don't know until you get it into a person that has the non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC. I did not know the medical world was doing so much acronyms as the IT world, because IT world is acronyms for everything. In fact, I just told you IT was an acronym. Anyway, they put it in there, and phase 3, no prospect of demonstrating a survival benefit, not one. So that's that's important to know, that there was not a single solitary benefit for that to happen. Now, we had the mother, the Make a Difference Mothering show last week on prenatal and pregnancy care, and then a child, the vitamins that were vital to your child's growth inside the womb and vital to you and your pregnancy health. So this week, not a lot to do with fathers and pregnancy, but there is a lot to do with fathers and this economy and this this way of understanding that, yes, there's problems, but you are your solution. Because remember, you have everything you need to succeed inside you before you were born. And that's why I'd like to give you some military strategies, men, that apply to success principles and will work in your favor of becoming a better person every day. Now, you can get better results than ever before because there are several principles of military strategy you can apply to business every single day, and these can help you think better and get better results than ever before. Now, why don't we have some big-time music for this? I think we need to start this off with Go Jazz It Up before we talk about some Get It On thoughts for the father. Went a little crazy. Hey, remember, we have lots of stuff happening behind the scenes all the time, and you see it right here. We don't hide anything from you people. And again, I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and I have not even given the call-in number yet. That is terrible. That is my fault. I'm so sorry. Call us anytime you want with any ideas that you have at 347-677-0692. I think I should call myself one day and make sure that it comes through, because I've had two or three complaints about people not being able to get through. So we're going to do some testing on that one day. But give us a call. Get in on the topics. We're going to talk about lots of things today. But right now we're talking about success. Fathers, listen up carefully. We really, really want you to equip and empower yourself to be a better father, better parent, and a better man. So, one really helpful military principle that can be applied to business is the principle of surprise. So you do the unexpected. In all of sales and marketing, this means to be continually seeking out ways to outflank or upset your competition, or go around the other workers and show that you are the best man for the job. So do the unexpected, just like we did with the show today. Today we played a brand new song right off the bat, and everyone that normally listens to this show, which is growing by leaps and bounds, pretty soon we're going to get a banner going up and getting even more visitors very soon. But for now, we are very happy with our growth, and again, thanks. You to every single person listening and calling in and doing all that stuff. Remember, call in number 347-677-0692. So just letting you know that before. But anyway, do the unexpected. Helpful military principle is the principle of surprise. So let's do that. Let's do that. Now, another important thing is do the exact opposite of what you've been doing till now can actually turn out to be the perfect solution. Now, the natural tendency for a person when they find themselves in a hole, now get this, the natural tendency for a person when they find themselves in a hole is to dig deeper. Now, why is that? Why do we see people when they are in a downtrodden or depressed state? They go even deeper in depression, or they go even further downtrodden, or they find ways to exemplify or amplify that depression or hole that they're in. They dig deeper. Now, in many cases, the solution is to do what? Now, a lot of people are going to say, get out the hole. Stop digging. Figure it out. Well, we got to keep digging. We got to dig every day. But the solution is to go and dig somewhere else. Dig somewhere else. And let me tell you, I've taken these two principles to heart. These two principles to heart. We're going to have a lot of crazy stuff happening soon. And I am changing everything because my message and the message of Fix the Family, Fix America, and the message that I'm learning about cancer and nutrition and all the stuff that we are seeing firsthand witnessing, that I have witnessed firsthand from my premature daughter to my the cancer things that we're going through right now, to people that have become motivated through things that I can show them. We are changing up the way because we need more and more and more and more people to hear this stuff so that we can fix the family and in turn make a generational impact on America. Do you see, Fix the Family, Fix America is not about just doing a one-time deal. It's not about that. It's about a generational impact forever. Forever. That is the most amazing portion about this that I can possibly imagine. Because we're not doing this just for fun, games, anything like that. We are doing this to make a generational impact on America. And I am trying right now to find something I want to tell you really, really, really bad. Let's see. Oh yeah, it was this whole thing. Let me just tell you this real quick. Fix the Family. It was formed to restore this nation's foundation, built on family fundamentals, to have this multi-generational impact that I've been talking about on the restoration of family values, responsibility, and care. People, that is crucial stuff that we need to make sure that's happening better and better every day. And that's why we're doing this. That's why you're even listening to this show. But we're going to, again, I am taking into heart exactly the principles that I'm laying before you right now. Fathers, pay attention. This was your day, and this is your day to man up. And women, you listening to, this is your day to woman up. Just let's all up. Do something up. Because that's crucial. This is an important piece to getting better in your life, and that's learning. Keeping the knowledge coming is important. Remember, I gave you a fact about four shows back that less than 3% of Americans, people, read a book past high school. They don't read another book past high school. Now, that is not going to help you. You are going to become a stagnant person. You're not going to gain knowledge, the crucial knowledge that you need to be a better person. So that's why hopefully you're listening, A, to this show, B, going and seeking out other motivational ways to be better, going and seeking out other educational ways to be better, and constantly, constantly making mental notes about your ups and downs and your mistakes and everything in your parenting, because this is, you have to do this on a regular basis. Evaluate where you are and what you're doing. And these principles that I just said, doing the unexpected, the principle of surprise, and then just do the opposite. Instead of digging the hole deeper, go dig somewhere else. Because the first law of holes is when you find yourself in one, stop digging and go do something else. You're in a rut. Move that rut somewhere. So men, you got to man up. Women, got to women up. And everyone, let's just jazz her up and have a good time. See, one of the crucial things I want to talk about that hit me. Stop that so you can hear me. Very important. Hit me a lot because I grew up with music as a main influence on everything I did. I played a tennis racket, guitar, in front of a closed door, what do you call those things, slatted door closet with the light on, so it would look like it was coming through the slats and being like a concert. And then I used my TV antenna off of the old style televisions as the microphone, and I've given probably 5,322 concerts free to everyone that was in that room all the time. Now, I'm not going to go into how many people that is or how big the audience was, but I've given an awful lot of concerts when I was little and growing up, and all through all the schooling that I had, right there with that tennis racket guitar and slatted light show and incredibly long microphone. But anyway, music played a very vital role in my upbringing, and I am about to incorporate a little more music into my teachings because read a recent article where in Haiti, through that tragedy, a guy goes down there and he started playing music off his laptop. Well, even people were coming off the street into the tent he was in and curious to be involved on that, and his little group of listeners grew to over 100 people that just started coming over because music is a common language. Now, he goes on to say that when he played the Frank Sinatra and the Tony Bennett and the old stuff in the 70s, that the Haitian younger men were saying that was that didn't sound good. But when he put on, I mean, he could put on Jay-Z or even some of the, what was it? He put on Temptations, older Temptations, and older Marvin Gaye, and they liked it. Even these younger Haitian men that never heard it before, they liked it. And that bond, that musical bond, went together right there between that guy that wasn't making any progress. He was over there to help, but he wasn't making a lot of progress. But as soon as someone heard the music on his laptop, he started loading tons and tons of songs, and that became a regular thing, and it grew to over 100 people, and he started helping people that way. And now I'm taking that. My whole life has been wrapped around music. I'm a DJ, a karaoke DJ, for goodness sake. No one even knows that fact. And I totally revamped karaoke in everything, because I not only did just karaoke, I did DJing on the side. I made people move. I made people dance. I brought in the blow-up instruments. I brought in masks and wigs and contests that no one's ever seen before, and I revolutionized karaoke DJ. And so I'm going to use those same principles. Don't know why I held them back, and I don't know why I put them in a closet. Those same principles that made me the hottest karaoke DJ in the world, now I need to be teaching the hottest stuff in the world, and that's what Fix the Family, Fix America is all about. So now we're gonna utilize the same principles that we were utilizing in the karaoke DJ to Fix the Family, Fix America, and our cancer offshoot and all that other stuff. But anyway, let's go back to this real quick. Doing the opposite of what you did before. Do the unexpected. Excuse me, lost oxygen there for a second. Second military principle that applies to the business is the principle of exploitation. Now, not the bad kind. The principle of exploitation emphasizes the importance of follow-up and follow-through. Because in business and in life, that means that when you get an opportunity, you exploit it to the fullest extent possible. If you have a great promotional idea or a product or service, like I have tons of them, I sell all I can, and I'm trying to get the word out all I can. We're going to have a big old blitz coming up soon on, I believe, May 18th. We're going to tell you about that on the next show, hopefully. But we are taking all of these principles I'm sitting here telling you, right. We're doing them as we're telling them to you. This isn't just preach, 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 do something else. This is practice and do what we do and then tell you what we just did. This is crucial. Now, you take advantage of your idea or breakthrough, and you use every opportunity to capitalize on it. You do something good in your work, capitalize on it. If you find that you're not getting what you need from that work or that boss, then you need to find new work and new boss, and stop being scared of going to do that. That is not a hard thing to do. Now, I had tons and tons of plans, and I have tons and tons of opportunities to do the IT stuff continuously for the rest of my life. But with the birth of my daughter, the other issues that have hit me in my life and what I've learned and what I need to share with everyone is the reason I'm not going to continue that field. It's very, very important to me to make sure you know what I'm learning. Because what I'm learning is making families and Americans and better and be simply the best that they can be. And if that I can't hold that in. It's not fair for me to hold that in. Another principle. Now, with the cooperation of key people, you have to work. You have to work with others. So the principle of cooperation, and then work with the key people. That's crucial. That's important. Now, the principle in business, this is often called the principle of synergy. Now, in military terms, the principle of concerted action. Now, your ability to work effectively and harmoniously with other individuals and groups is more responsible for your success than any other quality. If you can't work with other people and you try to do things all by yourself, then guess what you're going to do? You're not going to do anything. Because a key part of strategic thinking is for you to identify the individuals, the groups, and other people in whose cooperation you will require to achieve your goals. Make a list of people that can help you, and then organize that list in order of importance, and then say, how am I going to win their cooperation? And then on that same list, if someone cannot help you achieve your goals, guess what you need to do? Cross them off that list and no longer have that person holding you back. Now, you're sitting here saying, well, what's in it for me? Everybody wants to know what's in it for me, but the effective person is always looking for ways to help or assist others, knowing that this is the only sure way to create a desire in those other people to help you achieve your goals. So you have to help and assist others, knowing that's the only way that you can create a desire within them to help you achieve your goals. I do this all the time. I help other people. I'm on book launches all the time, helping other people's books sell millions and hundreds of millions of copies. Because their word, if I read their book and it's fantastic, I want people to know about it. I want to share what I've learned from reading that book, and I will help them sell a million copies. And within that, you know, we're giving them desire to help other people achieve their goals. So maybe in reciprocation, those people would want to help other people sell a million copies of books. So people help people all the way. So by doing the unexpected, following up and following through, and constantly looking for ways to get other people to cooperate with you, you will accomplish more in a shorter time than you've ever imagined. Now, here's some action exercises for you to do right now, today, this week, anytime you can, action exercises to get this started. Okay, we have a caller here. Hang on 1 second, let's see what we can do. Hello?
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 Yes, what's your name?
Oh, hey, this is Robert from New York.
Hello, Robert from New York. What's on your mind today?
I've been listening to your show, and I think I have a tip for the listeners about how to change their life, you know, make them a little money. I think a great way would be investing your money investing over $9,000 in TP.
In TP. Hello?
Yes.
What is TP? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello? You're
can
a
you hear me?
Faggot. Yeah, you're a massive faggot, you faggot.
Well, isn't that nice? So, all right, so people calling in to be an idiot. Sorry about that, people. You didn't need to hear it. Okay, in the world of radio without a 3-second delay, we're so sorry that you have to hear the asinine ramblings of the idiots. Why someone would sit there and listen to shows about becoming better person would like to call in and show that they're not listening and becoming better people. That really makes no sense to me. Anyway, Robert out of whatever town he said, New York, we appreciate you calling in, just obviously don't appreciate some of the things you say. So, Robert, we hope you listen every day from now on so that maybe one day we'll break through a crack and get you to be a better person. Here's two actions exercises that you can do immediately to get these things that I've been talking about. First, look at your job and or your life, and especially the areas where you're experiencing frustration. Robert, this is crucial. All the places where you are frustrated that you're not a successful person, you look here and then question whether or not there's a completely different way of approaching your problem or situation. Now, do the unexpected with that. So if you've got problems in your life, which obviously Robert does, he needs to look at that in a very, very strategic way and find out if he can do something different. Do something unexpected. Do something that's going to change the way he is. Now, it sounded like in the background that there were friends around him, and those friends need to be evaluated to see if they're helping Robert be a better person. So he needs to find out if he's a better person by these people's actions, or are they helping him be the person that he is right now, which a lot of people, as we spoke about earlier at the Hall Smarts, where people just may not know. People just may be ignorant to the facts of all these other opportunities that are out there for them. People may not know what they need to know, and that's another reason why we have Fix the Family, Fix America, so that you do know. Just like that lady, she may not know her shopping cart was totally devoid of nutrition. Don't know how she doesn't know that, because there is none. And then Robert may not even know that his friends are not helping him become better. And he may be, you know, he sounded young, so he may actually be too young to know what he needs to do. He may be being subsidized by his parents. He may be being enabled by his parents to not be as successful as he needs to be. But he really needs to start evaluating all the things that he does so that he can work on those areas and do the unexpected. So perhaps he should be doing exactly the opposite of what he's doing today. He should maybe look and say, well, maybe what I did today is not really going to help me be a better person. And then maybe what my friends helped me do today is maybe not going to help me be a better person. So maybe my friends don't need to be around me. So you mark those off that list that we were talking about. Because all success in business and life comes from surprising the competition in some way. So, you know, you go to your friend or your coworker and you surprise them in some way, and then bam, you're on your way, because they're going, wow, that's totally unexpected. Now, I don't know Robert from anyone else. He was just a call-in on the show, but my guess is his friends expect this kind of activity from him, and that may not be something Robert needs to overcome and show them that he can be something else, something bigger, something more successful. And that's a critical thing. And we hope he does. And we hope he keeps listening to the show, calling in, and joining in. So the next action step you can do is identify the people, groups, and organizations whose assistance you will need to achieve your goal. Now, in the case of Robert, he needs to look around and see who can help him be a better person. Continually look for those ways to earn their support and cooperation by thinking in terms of what is in it for them. In other words, what can Robert do for them to help them help Robert? That's very, very important. So there's lots of ways to get this done and get this happening. And those are just some quick action exercises. Now, we want to talk, we haven't even spoke, not even one time, on our nationwide, official nationwide print sponsor. This is important for you to know this too. Soho office, Village at Sandhill, Columbia, South Carolina. Official nationwide print sponsor of Fix the Family, Fix America. I cannot go on about them enough. I cannot give them enough praise and everything, seeing me do what I do and helping me get the message out and helping me through all the phases of everything that we are accomplishing. I can't say enough about Jan. Oh my. Dan, Jay, Kelly, and everyone else who's there. Those are some of the finest people in the world. If you can get a chance to work with us at Fix the Family, Fix America, you will get a chance to meet Soho office at the Village of Sandhill, our official nationwide print sponsor. Now, going through this empowerment for the fathers, I want everyone to be better. I want everyone to succeed. I want everyone to stop seeing the norm and being the norm and accepting the norm. Because again, 3% rule is not just a rule. It's coming into fruition as I see it every day. Every day. And only 3% of everyone listening right now is going to be successful. Unless you change now. We can make that 3% 4%. Wouldn't that be awesome? If we added one whole percent to the successfulness. Just think of how great this country would be and how great this planet would be by all the people that would become successful enough to do the things they want to do to help other people. Because if your goal in life is to help others, then your first goal should be not just use my labor and et cetera to help others, because if I use my labor and et cetera to make a lot of money, I can use my labor and money to help others. Use my labor and money to build things to help others, to create things that are going to help others for generations, not just for a few minutes. Your labor to go help someone move helps them move for that moment, but that doesn't make an impact on them for the rest of their life. Creating a moving company that caters to people that don't have the ability to move but need assistance to move, that is generational impact. See the difference? It's very important. Now, my guess right now is Robert's not making a generational impact on a lot of people. What can he do? And hopefully, sounded young enough not to have children, but if he does, we're hoping that he grasps the fact that he must care for his children to be better than everything he's ever known. And he should look around himself and surround himself with better people and better lifestyle so that he can help others. But, alas, we again, hope to be helping everyone. Now, we've got a few minutes. We're gonna spend the last few minutes on this healthcare deal. If you want to call in, again, 347-677-0692. Greatly appreciate if you call in. And not scream your ignorance out to a million people. Now, the National Federation of Independent Business, Susan Eckerly, Senior Vice President of Federal Public Policy, has come out in opposition of the Affordable Health Care for America Act. And they have found some issues that have nothing to do with health or care in the bill. Exemption thresholds for the employer mandate requiring employers to provide insurance or pay penalties. So if you have less than $250,000 in payroll, your penalty, you're exempt. Above 250 to 300 is 2% of payroll. 300 to 350, 4%. 350 to 4, 6%. 500 or more, 8%. So the more people you have on payroll, the more you're going to have to pay the following penalty if you don't provide insurance. Now, that threshold is not indexed for inflation, hitting more and more employers until no one is exempt. Now, it also requires employers to pay for health care for both full and part-time employees and their families. Now, people listening real quick is saying, well, yeah, that's great. I'm a part-time employee and I got health care. It's great. Who's paying for that? Now, it depends heavy on a heavy new income tax targeted at top-paying earners and small businesses. Now, more than one-third of all businesses employing 20 to 250 employees will face a surtax not indexed for inflation, making more and more businesses vulnerable to the tax increase. Now, they go around, I'm sure you've heard, there's a lot of talk about tax credit for small business. Now, that's only available for 2 years. So, the small business tax credit is available for 2 years. So, yeah, we got 2 years of some tax credits for small business, and then, bang, the spike in out-of-pocket costs for health care will spike in year three, and all the small business go, what? What? I was doing so good. All that money I just saved in those previous 2 years, I now have to pay in year three. But alas, that's one of the reasons you offset, is so that people ignore what could happen later. Now, companies with more than 50 employees pay a fee of $750 per worker if even one of its employees relies on government subsidies to purchase coverage. Meaning you've got, let's say you've got 50 employees. One of them is the lowest paid employee in your company. He cannot afford health care or chooses not to pay health care with the health care you provide, and he goes on government subsidy to purchase that coverage. You, the employer, unable to force that man to buy your insurance or any of the plans that you provide, now have to pay $750 times 50 because that one employee has decided to go the government route. So without the knowledge that he need to pick one of yours, and he saves $5 a week on the government plan, you now have to pay a fine for all of your employees. $750 a worker, $750 times 5. That's important. Now, if you're an employer and you say, you know, we don't allow you in our health care plan for like 30 or 60 or 90 days, you got a $400 tax. Now, small business transactions of more than $600 also now have a tax compliance paperwork burden. Now, get this back where we just were. If one of the employees, if you have a package, a healthcare package employer, that costs over 8% of the employee's wage, then that employee will have the incentive to not use your coverage, sending the employee back to the government-run health plan, which then turns on your penalty of $750 per employee. The taxes in 2 years are going to loom for small businesses and will cause lots of issues if they start to look at it. Now, some small businesses are going to say, well, I'm good to go. I got all these tax credits for 2 years, but then they're going to understand it's not. So small business people, this is important. Now, let's go here. This health care legislation could cause state budgets to explode by $37 billion per state. So multiply that by 50. And that's a lot of money because there's a half a trillion dollars worth of new taxes fees and penalties on individuals, families, and businesses. There's something here that we need to discuss right now. Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are in the negative on the balance sheet. Now, instead of reforming that and fixing it and trying to find out why it's negative on the balance sheet and why that plan, those plans, while successful up to this point, if you deem success as enabling people to remain unsuccessful, are now a plan that when started sounded great and now have proven itself not to be a functional plan. So instead of coming up and admitting that the plan you started was wrong and it probably should not have been the way it is and it grew to an enormous amount and overcame where it was supposed to stay, you now, instead of destroying that and starting over or making it back to where it was when it began, you now have to do something else to overcome that negative balance. And that is impose $500 billion worth of new taxes, fees, and penalties on individuals, families, and businesses starting as soon as you can. Now, there is a 5.4% income surtax on individuals making more than $500,000 annually and on couples earning $1 million. Here's another, H.R. 3200, page 195. I don't know about you, but this doesn't sound good to me, but the government will now have access to every single one of Americans' personal and financial records. That doesn't sound like health care. I didn't say anywhere in that the government will have access to give you a heart transplant. No, I said have access to every single one of you, American personal and financial records. In a state like New York with this income tax surtax that's going to be increased in this bill, your income tax in states like New York will now become almost 50%. So 50 cent of every dollar you're earning in New York, people, will be going to other people. Taxes, 50%. Is that going to make you work harder or less? See, why weren't Fix Family, Fix America is not here to tell you what to do and how to think. We're simply telling you the facts and you make your own decisions. Now, there's an excise tax on charitable hospitals of $50,000 per hospital. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of religious hospitals or charitable hospitals out there that people go to and get great, great service. But now there's going to be a fee of $50,000 per hospital if they fail to meet the now community health assessment need, financial assistance, and billing and collection rules set forth by Health and Human Services that are not yet in place. So if you don't follow all the rules that I haven't even created yet, it's $50,000. And then guess what? If you need to grow bigger to make that $50,000, it prohibits hospital expansion on H.R. 3200, page 317 and 318, unless the exception is requested and accompanied by community input. Meaning you can't make the decision to grow your hospital unless the whole community around you says, oh, that's a great idea. Doctors, pay attention. H.R. 3200, page 317, lines 1320. The government will now tell doctors what and how much they may own. Company this with the annual fees of $2.3 billion on brand name drugs, $4 billion on medical devices, and $6.7 billion on certain insurance providers. This is just a money-grabbing bill. I, so far, haven't said anything about health. Last week's show, nothing about health there either. I got 5 minutes to tell you even more. Let's go into this. This is important. The taxes that I just told you on the medical devices, the drugs, and insurance providers are going to be passed on to where? Where does something get higher cost? In the consumer land, that's right. If you make $88,000 annually and you're dropped from your corporate plan, you must pay the full cost of private insurance or pay a fine. And if you don't pay that fine, you go to prison. Fix the Family, Fix America loves Love at First Sight. I'm going to tell you that right now. We love Young Love and the innocence and sweetness of such and how two people look at each other and make kissy faces. But guess what, young childless couples? You now have to pay 8 to 12% of your income for insurance or be fined $1,000 for not having that coverage. You don't have a kid, guess what your coverage must contain? As I told you last week, your coverage must have child care in it. But you don't have a child, but you're paying for it. But you're not paying for yours, you're paying for someone else's. Again, I haven't spoke anything about health care. Taxes. Here's another fun thing that they say. No illegal aliens are going to be bothered by this bill. H.R. 3200, page 170, pages 1 through 3, is non-resident aliens will be exempt from individual taxes. The average The average New York City family with two children will see its premiums jump almost 85%. The individual mandate tax, the tax that we're all going to be paying because of this bill. There's exemptions for religious objectors, undocumented immigrants, prisoners, and members of Indian tribes in hardship cases to be determined by the Health and Human Services. So people that they may pick later will be exempt for the individual mandate tax. And then, as we said, the numbers, as the selling point of this was 32 million people are uninsured, and we will insure them. They got coverage today because we signed this bill. According to the CBO that they didn't talk about, by 2019, still, 24 million Americans were uninsured. Now, the bill that they passed scored it at $849 billion of cost in 10 years only because the bill front-loads the first 10 years of revenue by imposing the taxes immediately but not getting the bill benefits until 2013 and 2014. So the actual 10-year cost is $2.5 trillion. Americans, last thing I'm going to say on this real quick. We only got 90 seconds. Not only are all your financial records open to the government, but you will be required to provide proof of health insurance to the IRS on the annual tax return or pay a penalty to the IRS if you fail to do so. The IRS will be charged with collecting hundreds of billions of dollars in new fees on employers, drug companies, and device makers. And it will distribute as much as $140 billion a year in new government subsidies to help small employers and 19 million lower-income people buy coverage. And then if you don't like any of this, they will have direct access to your bank accounts for elective funds transfers. I haven't spoken about health on the health care bill because I haven't found a lot of health care in it. We're going to keep going over this every week, and we're going to keep increasing your knowledge of this as we go along, because we're not asking you to make decisions. We're not asking you to change the way you think, but we are asking you to And we are asking you to become knowledgeable. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to our show. Robert, we hope you listen next week, and we hope that you look around at all your friends and say, hey, see you later.